I wanted to take a quick break and remind you that it is never too late to make a choice and decide to make lasting changes in your life and create the life you want and learn to live life on purpose. At Your Wellness Yogi and the Living Life on Purpose community, we are dedicated to helping you discover that spark in life. We offer a variety of life coaching packages that meet your needs and budget. We have group coaching, monthly mindfulness mastermind calls, and one-to-one coaching. Get started today and take advantage of our two free personal one-to-one coaching conversations by taking the Circle Life Quiz, our free life assessment tool that helps you reveal the big picture of your true dreams and paves the road for a real personalized action plan to take control of your life. Visit yourwellnessyogi.com/life. Hello, my friends, and welcome to another full-length episode on the Living Life on Purpose podcast. What I'm trying to do right now with everything that's going on is I'm trying to give you guys more actionable advice, more information to help you live life on purpose. And so for now, I am putting on hold the interviews until sometime this fall, and I'm going to try to give you more of these longer featured actionable advice to take control of your life and live your life on purpose. Because I feel that that's what you guys need right now. You need a message of positive information, positive uplifting spirits, and to be a better version of yourself so you can take control and you can face any obstacle. And so this is what I'm going to do. And so it's taken me a couple weeks to reformat my program, come up with some ideas, and I think now I have a good system, so we should be back on track. So without further ado, today we're going to talk about the 9 building blocks of personal empowerment. Are you pleased with your life journey? How do you spend your days? Do you engage in projects that bring fulfillment to you? When you're living a life of personal empowerment, your passion will overflow onto those around you. And as the passion permeates the very air you breathe, you'll feel confident and in control of your life because you can produce all the things you want for yourself and your loved ones. This episode will guide you and help you live an empowered life. If you follow through with these suggestions and obtain the support you require, your personal power will flourish. Start living the life of your dreams. Because remember, life is short. Learn to live it on purpose. First of all, we must resolve to succeed. When you decide to succeed, a life filled with adventure, love, and personal empowerment is yours. I want you to try these strategies to ensure consistently working towards success. 1, assess your self-confidence. Do you believe in yourself and know that you can do anything you put your mind to? What are your strengths? When you know your strong points, you can capitalize on them and get ahead in life. Playing to your strengths will ensure you stay on the road to success and boost your personal power a few notches. 2, ask yourself what success means to you. Will you consider yourself a success when you make a certain yearly salary, have a specific type of lifestyle, or live in a particular place? If you were to finish this sentence, success for me would be ... fill in the blank, what would it say? Establish your own meaning of success and then live in a way that helps you achieve it. Making a conscious decision to be successful is an effective way of opening up yourself to the possibilities of achieving your dreams. When you decide that something will happen, you're more likely to take the necessary steps to ensure that it does. Resolving to succeed is a hallmark of personal empowerment. Believe positive things will happen. Sometimes in life, difficult things occur that might discourage you from pursuing the path you desire. An important aspect of becoming personally empowered is to believe that bright and beautiful things are coming your way, regardless of the rough waters you may have already encountered. When you're sure that positive things will happen to you, your empowerment levels rise. Putting these strategies into action will pump up your belief in the positive. 1, train yourself to notice the positive. Some days, events in your life can present great challenges. However, if you can teach yourself to consistently focus on the positive aspects of people, places, and things, you'll open your eyes and start taking advantage of life's many possibilities. For example, Maybe your coworker received the promotion you dreamed of getting. If you look at the positive aspects of your current position, you'll be inspired to continue your quest for a job you love and deserve. You can say, I'm already good at this job. Now, I'll have time to be great. Or, I'm going to make this year my personal best in terms of work performance. 2. Hang out with people who achieve their goals. It's usually pretty simple to spot successful people. They pay their bills on time and take good care of their families. They excel at work and are always offering a helping hand to someone who needs it. Their positivity is practically contagious. Your confidence will be increased when you see the progress others make to accomplish their life goals. Spending time with high achievers will allow you to observe firsthand how to become goal-oriented and remain positive. 3. Give yourself the benefit of the doubt. Even though you'll likely make a mistake or two on the road to personal empowerment, learn to see those errors as necessary detours from your path. When you elect to be positive about your missteps, you'll be less inclined to get held back by negativity. Saying something as simple as, "Everyone makes mistakes, and that was one of mine," reminds you of your fallibility as a human being and allows you to move on with renewed spirit. A positive mind breeds positive results. Approaching all aspects of life with positivity is one of the most empowering actions you can take. Keep your dreams fresh. Even if you haven't thought about it for quite some time, you probably have something you've always wanted to do in your life. Do you still have those yearnings for the future? How do you react when you're thinking about your dreams? Do you try to push those thoughts out of your mind? Never abandon your dreams. Our dreams for the future can keep us moving forward in life, looking, reaching, and achieving. View your dreams as great motivators. Your dreams help empower you to seek out the life you truly want. Put these strategies into action today to keep your dreams fresh and alive. 1. Think about your dreams each day. It sounds simple, but how often do you really reflect on your dreams? Each morning as you're brushing your teeth, look yourself in the eye and think about what you'll specifically do that day to move towards accomplishing your dreams. For example, if someday you wanted to move to a big city, spend an hour after work exploring the streets and neighborhoods of that big city on your computer. 2. Create a vision board. Fill your board with symbols that represent your dreams. The key ingredients of a vision board are photos and printed words that signify the things you most want in life. For example, in keeping with the dreams of moving to a big city, you can find some photos in a magazine of buildings in the city that you want to move to and places you love to frequent. Cut out those photos and put them on your vision board. Write down some words to show you're excited about your dreams, like, "I want to see all the great sights of the city I want to move to." Place your board where you can see it daily, and when you look at your vision board, you can mentally see it happening. This will empower you to live your desired life. 3. Talk about your dreams. When your dreams are alive in your thoughts and words, you're closer to making them happen. Have a cup of coffee with a friend and share what you discovered when exploring the aspects of one of your dreams, or tell your parents what you want to do. It helps a great deal when others are talking about you and your dreams as well. 4. Take a trip and explore your dream location or devote time to your life goals. Keeping your dreams in the forefront means you'll have tangible bits of it always with you until you can actually make it happen. So if you yearn to move to a particular locale, visit the area occasionally to soak in the sights and sounds. When you set aside time for activities related to your dreams, and empowers you by letting you see that you can one day bring those dreams to fruition. Holding on to your dreams throughout your life will provide you with steady reinforcement to perform, excel, and achieve. As your dreams stay alive, so do your possibilities to live an empowered life. Change your mind to change your life. You might find yourself in a particular place in life that's not satisfying to you. When you consider your living situation, you may feel unsure about how or why you ended up this way. When you find yourself in a position or heading in a direction different from what you'd like, remember, you always have the power to change your path. Upon reaching this point, knowing how to change your mind and your life are incredibly empowering forces. When you're ready, take advantage of these tips to alter your existence. Acknowledge where you are. Take note of what you'd like to change about your life. Realize that whatever you're currently doing is preventing you from reaching your ultimate goal. Bringing the facts into your awareness will help you tremendously in terms of determining that you need to alter your course. 2, weigh pros and cons. After discovering you want to alter something in your life, consider completing a pro and con list regarding your changes. When you review the pluses and minuses before you make a decision, you're informed about the impact the change will have on your life. Then, you'll be ready for the challenges that change might bring. 3, institute the changes immediately. As soon as you've determined the direction you want to go and why, begin making at least one alteration as soon as possible. If you thoroughly thought things through and arrived at the conclusion to change, there's no time like the present to begin turning the life you have into the life you seek. 4, tweak things if necessary. After you shift gears and institute some of the changes, you may notice some other minor things you could do to be headed more directly towards your goals. Go ahead and make the adjustments without holding back. Allow yourself the time and space to change the things about your life that are leading you astray. When you're fully following your dreams, you'll feel empowered and ignite with the passion to create the life you seek. Hey, my friends, I'm really excited to announce our annual self-discovery coaching series is happening now. If you've been stuck for a while, it's time to make some changes and enjoy a breakthrough in your life. It's easy to be stuck in a rut. The same thinking, routines, habits, and actions lead to the same mediocre results. Finding yourself, who you are, and what you want to be, it is the most important adventure a person can take in their life. But it has been seen many times that people often spend their entire lives not knowing who they are and what they want to be. In our 7-session, powerful self-discovery coaching series, you will gain a newfound knowledge about yourself to bring focus, clarity, and depth to your actions, habits, decision-making, visioning, and goal setting. You will learn to align your life priorities and actions with who you really are. We are now accepting new applicants. Are you ready for a breakthrough? Are you willing to make the necessary changes to attain the life you've always wanted? Take control of your life and improve your results. Now is the time. Signups are happening now. Information on our self-discovery coaching series can be found in our show notes or by visiting yourwellnessyogi.com. Thank you, and now let's get on with the show. Take action. Go after what you want. Have you ever felt like you wanted to live life differently than how you're currently living, yet you're unsure of where to begin? Your dreams have always been in the back of your mind, tantalizing you to do something. However, you feel uncertain about how your life will go when you do begin the path towards the good life. Follow these steps for how to begin to live the very life you've always wanted. 1, know that you deserve to have the life you want. Rather than saying, "My partner wouldn't want me to do this," or "My life will be harder if I give up the salary I make now to pursue my dreams," consider the idea that you deserve the life you long for, regardless of what it takes to do it. When you truly connect with the fact that you're entitled to have everything you want, those feelings will push you forward towards empowerment. 2, think it through and problem solve. Refuse to let discouraging thoughts stop you. Talk to your partner if you fear they may not support you. Listen to their position and then share your hopes and dreams with them. Ponder together how you can live on less money if that's what it will take to get you what you yearn for. 3, complete the first step towards your dream now. If you want to become an actor, take an acting class in the evening at a local college or university. Test the waters and incorporate your ultimate goal into your current life. Satisfying your craving to do what you want by taking baby steps toward it. Becoming empowered is all about pursuing what you want, even if it's an inch at a time. 4, do your homework. When you research what you want to accomplish, it will push you into action. Plus, doing your homework is taking action. 5, ask for support. If you require childcare twice a week to pursue your interests, ask your parents, brother, sister, or friends to help you. 6, offer a trade. When you require some type of assistance to pursue your dreams, mention that you'd be happy to help out your neighbor, friend, or family member with a task they want done if you're willing to assist too. For example, you can say, I feed and walk your dog while you go on that getaway weekend if you can do something for me. Using the barter system to complete tasks is a valuable tool for empowerment. You'll recognize that you can practically accomplish whatever you want with the assistance of others as long as you can barter your own skills and energy. 7, create a step-by-step process for how to reach your desired life. If you think concretely about what you're required to accomplish on the road to the end result, it will lead you towards your goal. Check off the steps as you achieve them. Keeping with the example of wanting to move to a big city, what must you do first to eventually get there? Maybe your first step is researching the industry available there to determine if your job skills will transfer. Find out what they have to offer. Taking action to achieve your dreams will bring feelings of strength and incredible anticipation. Imagine how it will feel to know that you've taken the bull by the horns and are heading towards the greatest adventure of your life. Living the life you want is the ultimate objective of self-empowerment. Be willing to work hard. We've all encountered the person at work who goes so far above and beyond that they usually make everyone else look bad in comparison. Some of us may even admit that we wouldn't mind being that coworker that everyone else is praising and admiring. Begin working harder by 1, showing up a few minutes early to work. Your workday might go better if you're there ahead of time and ready to get started. Coming in early will help if you have a long walk from the parking lot to your office or you like to make coffee and check your inbox first thing in the morning. 2, get adequate rest each night. If you want to put your heart and soul into your work, it's important to be well rested. The more energy you have, the more effort you can expend to get. Your job done well. 3, developing real interest in your work. If today you're catching up on filing, ensure your mind is putting all the records in order. Rather than seeing the job as unimportant tasks that take you from your real work, view filing as a necessary key to doing your job. It's no secret that it's much easier to locate information in data when it's alphabetized and neatly filed rather than in stacks of paper on your desk. Put all your effort into each project you work on. When you show interest in something, the end product reflects it. 4, competing with yourself. What if you're looking at tasks as a way of showing what you can do? For example, when both the filing bins are filled with files to be put away, how long will it take you to do it? 2 hours? 45 minutes? Jot down your time in your calendar, see if you can beat your filing time today. 5, nixing the complaints. Many of us may have complaints about what we do in a day, but it's wise to recognize that while we're complaining, we're losing our momentum with work. During the time we're complaining, we could instead be accomplishing something. Reflect on what you can accomplish if you abolish voicing your disappointment with everything you're not pleased about. 6, establishing set times for unsavory tasks. If filing is a task you typically find less than satisfying, perhaps setting up regular time blocks to do the job will help you keep up with it and get it done efficiently. For example, you could set up Tuesday mornings from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. and Friday afternoons from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. as filing times. Scheduling a task and accomplishing it regularly is the sign of a hard worker. Although the work might take some time to get done, you'll complete it and do it consistently. 7, pushing yourself. Just how efficient of a coworker can you be? You have the personal power to become the type of employee you want to be. Pushing yourself to excel at work will boost your self-confidence and make you feel empowered. When you're willing to work hard, many positive things will happen for you. Your end results will be greater and others will continue to see you as a model employee. Empower yourself with the abundance that comes with being a hard worker. Do something. Starting small is better than not starting at all. If you've ever felt bogged down with everyday life, you'll appreciate the beauty of starting small. Rather than not starting at all, beginning little by little seems like a much better option. Start small on your journey to personal empowerment by 1. Doing something even if you're unsure. There once was a guy who said, "Let's do something, even if it's wrong." The idea behind this statement is empowering because it implies that even though you're unsure about how to go about putting your dreams into action, you can try to do something that can eventually lead you towards your goal. 2, pushing through the feelings of fear. It's natural to feel afraid when you want to embark on a new adventure. You might be unnerved at the idea of moving in the direction of the life you've always dreamed about. Avoid letting fear hold you back. 3, keeping promises you make to yourself. Even the smallest step forward can be a powerful indicator that what you promise yourself matters and that you believe in what you're doing. Following through on your promises brings you one step closer to your goals. True empowerment begins with thoughts, effort, and follow through. Only you can refresh your existence and begin living a more empowered life. Keep moving forward. As you start putting these suggestions into place, you'll begin to gain momentum to continue moving ahead. Momentum begets more momentum. Keep moving forward in your efforts to build your personal empowerment by 1. Maintaining your list and keeping it close. When you use paper and pen accountability to keep track of your goals for the day, week, and month, you'll move ahead rapidly. Become the true designer of your life. 2. Planning blocks of time to focus on yourself. Whether it's doing some research on the internet, reading a book on some aspect of your future, or devoting an hour writing a proposal for funding to start a nonprofit organization, give yourself those moments. Spend time working on your initiative and you'll travel toward a brighter future. Showing consistent effort. Sometimes, we're charged with simply putting one foot in front of the other in order to build up our strength. And when we're consistent, the direction we're heading is more apparent to us. Our spirits soar when we see the progress we're making. You'll encounter all kinds of individuals, situations, and stumbling blocks on your journey towards empowerment. At times, you may feel like you've taken 2 steps forward and 3 steps back. By continuing to move forward, you'll make overall progress that can't be denied. Avoid giving your power away. Because we live our lives surrounded by others and dealing with complex events, there will be times when you're inclined to give up your power. What does this mean? Some behaviors or attitudes you adopt can reduce your strength and momentum. Ponder these points to intensify your personal power. 1. Refuse to pay attention to what others say about you. Being overtly sensitive to the comments of others can steal your passion and stall your progress on the way to building your personal empowerment. 2. Make your own decisions. It makes sense to listen to the opinions of those you trust and respect when you're at a crossroad in life. However, you'll ultimately be living with the choices you make. Therefore, it's best for you to select whatever you want to do. 3. If you experience a personal crisis, stay in tune with yourself. For example, if you go through a breakup, acknowledge how you feel and then shift gears to refocus on what's really important to you. When you take the stance, "I can't have a happy life ever because this happened," you're giving up your power. When you take a stance, "I can't have a happy life ever because this happened," you're giving up your personal power. Instead, pay attention to what occurred and make an effort to discover the lesson provided by the experience. When you learn something during a crisis, you gain knowledge, power, and personal resolve. As you build your own power, be aware of how you can keep hold of your personal strength. In the end, you'll come out on the other side feeling healthier, happier, and more empowered. Conclusion: although everyday life can be overwhelming, You have the resolve and tools to live an empowered life. An empowered existence allows you to make progress and eventually achieve all your goals and dreams. Define who you are. As you empower yourself in ways that build your self-confidence, you'll discover all the sources of your life's greatest passions. Remember, life is short. Let's all live it on purpose. Thank you for listening to the Living Life on Purpose podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes and write us a review. By writing us a review, you will help raise our profile so more people can find us on iTunes. Links to our sponsors and other tools can be found in our show notes, along with other useful information. For more information on our yoga and coaching classes, please visit our website at yourwellnessyogi.com and please sign up for our newsletter. Life is short. Learn to live.